I'm Dan Klefstad. A recent court ruling requires the U.S. Census Bureau to keep to a time frame proposed last spring, extending the once-a-decade population count through the end of October. The Bureau previously announced plans to end the count a month earlier. Mary Hansen has more on what this might mean for Illinois' redistricting process.
More time for the count could also mean more time to process the data Illinois uses to redraw its maps. A delay in getting the numbers could interfere with the constitutional deadline for lawmakers to complete the redistricting process, which is June 30th. Madeline Dubeck is the executive director of Change Illinois, a government reform nonprofit. She says the situation shows how broken the redistricting process is, but she's still advocating for more time to complete the census count.
It's a much bigger concern that there would be an undercount and people would not get the representation they deserve, and the state wouldn't get the funding that it deserves. That has to take precedence.
Dubeck says she hopes more time will allow for a more accurate count. I'm Mary Hansen.
Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin wants another COVID-19 relief bill, including a dramatic investment in coronavirus testing. Durbin said he supports prioritizing a hearing for the next relief bill instead of accelerating the schedule for a Supreme Court hearing.
I believe that the United States federal government needs to step in at this point to have another bill. The last was March 26th. The anticipation was that by the end of July, this whole COVID-19 experience would be behind us. We know better now.
Durbin supports increasing funding for state and local governments, as well as relief for college campuses and the airline industry. Durbin spoke Monday on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. The Illinois State Police launched an online tracking system for rape kits that will allow sexual assault survivors to track evidence in new cases. The State Police rolled out the system in August. It runs laboratories that analyze DNA evidence. The Chicago Tribune reports it was supposed to launch last year, but was delayed until this year. Survivors will be given a case number to track their evidence, which advocates say can boost accountability and be a supportive tool for survivors. And the Illinois Attorney General is warning job seekers to be cautious about providing personal information when searching and applying for jobs online. In some cases, scammers obtain such information by posting phony jobs on legitimate sites. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Residents of Gallatin County won't have to wait as long for COVID-19 test results. Steph Whiteside has more on the rapid test being offered.
The rapid COVID test gives results in 15 minutes. Regular COVID tests can take anywhere from one day to more than a week to process, depending on the volume of tests being conducted. Natalie Phelps Finney, a nurse practitioner with Gallatin County Wellness Center, says the rapid test helps public health workers get started on contact tracing more quickly. She says it also helps people be more diligent about isolating themselves to prevent the spread of disease.
It's hard to quarantine. It really is. And I found that if people get that positive result right then in front of them, they're much more responsible and accountable in quarantine because they get it.
Phelps Finney says they recommend patients have both the rapid and regular tests done for greatest accuracy. I'm Steph Whiteside.
Former Congressman Glenn Pashard and his wife are leading a series of marches to call for nonviolence. Pashard says he is quite concerned at the level of rhetoric he sees in social media.
We hear people talking about violence and hatred and disunity and all of these things, and Joe and I just decided that we've got to do something. We can't just do nothing.
Pashard says the first walk was yesterday at the courthouse in Murfreesboro, where he was joined by 40 others. You can see the list of upcoming marches on our website. The walks will take place in each of the counties Pashard represented while in Congress, and they will all comply with COVID-19 safety regulations. For WSIU, I'm Leah Lerner.